possibly beyond. We've been trying to plan that. As you may or may not know, the Japs bombed Pearl Harbor yesterday. Franklin Roosevelt asked each of us to do our part. The Chelsea's been commissioned to serve in the United States Navy to repair, to salvage, and to rescue. Anybody doesn't want to go to war, now's the time to say so. Once you set foot on that boat, you're in the Navy, friend.
Yeah, I've been meaning to talk with you, Mike. My wife's doing poorly. I'd like to maybe see her one more time.
You're free to make your way home any way you call, Mr. Mays.
Well, if he's leaving, who's going to cook?
Food poisoning is one of the leading causes of death at sea. Right after inadequate safety equipment.
I can cook, Captain. Been doing it all my life.
I don't know. You're a little moody for war, Benjamin. Ah, bad.
I'll take any man wants to kick the shite out of the Japs and Huns. That's it. Pack your gear. We're going to war, gentlemen.
She had left a note. She wrote, "It was nice to have met you." And that was it. It wasn't the war any of us expected. We were just towed crippled ships, scraps of metal, really. If there was a war, we didn't see it. There was a man assigned to us. The chief gunner loved the Navy, but most of all, he loved America.
There is no other country in the world. When you spell America...
His name was Dennis Smith, and he was a full-blooded Cherokee.
Spelling freedom.
His family had been Americans for over 500 years.
Pacifists. They won't fight on conscience. Now, where would we be if everybody decided to act according to their conscience?
Keep going, would you, Chief?
Given me all of his pay. Hadn't spent a dime of it.
I want my family to know I was thinking about them.
Sound.